Hello and welcome to The Sound of Science with Penny Sarche and Sam Hollick.
In our last show of the year, we round up the latest science headlines.
Harvard scientists have discovered a chemical in the urine of carnivorous animals that warns prey species that predators are nearby. To conduct this study, the researchers analysed the urine of 38 species, including many zoo animals, a task which involved training animals like giraffes to urinate in cups. By comparing the urine of carnivorous and herbivorous species, the team found that predators excrete a large amount of a chemical called 2-phenylethylamine, possibly as a result of high meat consumption. The scientists then placed drops of the chemical in mice cages and found that the mice strongly avoided the smell. This discovery suggests that there is a large-scale, generic means by which small animals can sniff out the presence of nearby, threatening animals.
Researchers say we are 3 years away from a complete knockout mouse library. In the most significant international biological initiative since the sequencing of the human genome, scientists have been working since 2006 to disable each of the mouse's 20,000 genes and make the cell lines available to researchers worldwide. This innovation will revolutionise mammalian science, doing away with some genetic steps in biological experiments that usually take years. The new resource will be of key importance to every research group seeking to understand mammal physiology and disease, or looking to design new treatments and cures.
A new two-part nanoparticle technique has been developed for treating cancer tumours. Nanoparticles, tiny materials used to recognise specific tissues and deliver drugs, are already being used in medicine and could be the key to treating illnesses like cancer, which are hard to target specifically without harming the rest of the body. However, current nanoparticle techniques may not deliver enough of the drug to effectively treat many illnesses. Now, bioengineers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have developed a method that uses 2 nanoparticles and takes advantage of the body's natural blood clotting system. The first type of nanoparticle is responsible for seeking out and recognizing the blood vessels of a tumor, and when heat is applied, they expand, causing the tumor to be damaged and blood clotting to begin. Then, a second nanoparticle recognizes the molecules used for blood clotting and delivers higher concentrations of the tumor-treating drug. Next, the researchers must work to ensure that the system only targets tumours and not any other parts of the body, before using the technique to treat cancer.
Hairs on the wings of bats have been found to be key to their dynamic flight. Bats have a sparse collection of hairs on their wings that are associated with sensory receptors, and scientists at the University of Maryland have now shown that these hairs are key to sensing airflow. When different wind streams were blown across the bat's wing hairs, different areas of brain activity were observed, and when set an obstacle course, bats with wing hairs flew faster and more acrobatically than those without. The researchers hope that by learning how these biological sensors detect changing airflow, we will be able to develop similar technologies for our own aircraft.
That's all for The Sound of Science this year. Thanks for listening.